Welcome back to the Espresso Boys podcast, a podcast about nothing where we talk about everything. My name is Brandon Thomas Dahl-Holly, your bad boy Espresso Boy.
And I'm Caleb Tegler, your cute boy Espresso Boy.
On the docket this week, we're talking about new jobs. How was your week? Question mark?
We are also talking about tattoos.
On a Christian.
Let's do a little business. I don't think we have anything too special.
You know it. We love it. Patreon.com/TheExpressoBoys. I gave a little bit of a spiel about it last week. I'll continue to do so this week. Again, this is just something that is going to help us to get some new equipment and help us to continue to produce some quality content for you all. We actually just got our lapel microphone.
Yeah, we shot a little Instagram promo.
And that is all due to Patreon. So thank you for the supporters, and go check it out. There's a lot of great tiers on there.
Also, my new Lambo, thanks to the Patreon.
So anyways, go check it out, www.patreon.com/TheExpressiveBoys. I might just lower, we'll talk about it, but maybe, oh wait, I think I was supposed to add something else on there. It's been a busy week, dude, but we'll get into that later. Anyways, go check it out. There's a lot of great stuff on there that you can sign up for, and yeah, that's it. And then, you know, social medias, The Expressive Boys on all fronts, Twitter, Instagram,
YouTube,
TrueTube.
So Brandon.
Yeah.
Tell me about your week.
I'm tired.
You're tired.
I'm just tired. Let me tell you.
Okay.
So started a new job at Google. It's Google's sister company. It's Google's ugly sister company, Google.
From Despicable Me 3.
Anyways. Started a job at Google. Let me clarify this. I work for Bon Appetit at Google. And
in the Google Cafe.
In the Google Cafe, one of the many that they have. and so I want to specify again that I don't work for Google, because I had to do this test. Like, not this test, but I had to sign these waivers, essentially, from Google, saying that I don't work at Google. And the amount of times that they confirmed with me that I do not work at Google was almost offensive. Like, the amount of times that they're like, you don't work for Google, right? Yes. Do you work for Google? No.
It's like, hey, Brandon, how's your day? Do you work for Google?
Yeah, all just nonstop. So I was like borderline offended, but I don't work for Google, but I do work at Google.
Google benefits?
I get Google benefits, and I get some Google perks.
Couple of beanbag chairs.
Beanbag chairs, as far as the eye can see. So it's cool. It's a cool little spot. I'm working in Sunnyvale. They have Mountain View and Sunnyvale in San Francisco.
Beautiful Sunnyvale, California.
And dude, let me tell you something. It's wild. Like, have you ever seen the movie The Intern? With like Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, I think.
No.
American Heartthrobs. Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson.
Teenage Dreamboats.
Teenage Dreamboats. Just the whole movie is Owen Wilson saying, wow, 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 wow. Anyways, I always reference it because Vince Vaughn goes up to the coffee bar and asks like for a coffee and a bagel or something like that. And the guy hands it to him, and Vince Vaughn's about to pay. He's like, oh no, it's free. And he was like, everything's free? He's like, yep, everything's free. He's like, this banana's free? Yep, that's free. So I can just take this banana right now, and that's not going to be a problem? Yep. Can I take another bagel? It's all free. I'm just gonna take another bagel then real quick. And so anyways, everything's free. But dude, it's like, it's mind-blowing because it's all free food, but it's not, you don't think of it as being free food. It's insanely good. I had like the first day on my lunch, I had this like oven roasted chicken thigh with this cilantro spread on top, cilantro garlic spread on top. Like, it was bonkers.
Jeez.
And it was just free. Walked up to the line, said, I'll have that. And like, great, we'll call your name out. Called my name out.
Sick.
Ate it. And that was it. And you can go around.
I
ate it.
Wow.
Yeah. With my mouth.
It's incredible.
It was crazy. And then, you know, they have different, like these things called micro kitchens where they have just a buttload amount of snacks and like different drinks in their fridge. And you can make yourself a, you know, some sort of coffee or something like that. So anyways, crazy, but it's in Sunnyvale. So what that means for me is, when I live it, or my shift starts at 6:30
a.m.
bright and early.
That's an early boy.
And shift starts at 6:30. Your boy's got to be awake by 4, out of the house by 4:30 at the latest.
Jeez, dude.
And then I'm a salary employee, meaning I am expected to have a 50-hour work week. So your boy doesn't get off until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, I don't know if you know anything about the Bay Area. 4 o'clock is not the ideal time to be on the freeway.
Yeah.
So it literally took me 2 hours and 45 minutes to get home yesterday.
So you're home like 7?
Home around 7. And then I need to get to bed at about, 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Jeez.
If I want to try to get a decent amount of sleep, wake up, rinse and repeat, baby. 5 days.
5 days a week.
A good 5 days. So,
10-hour shifts.
So here's the benefit. She was, my manager was cool. And she was like, you know, you're expected to work 50 hours a week, break that up however you want to. If you want to work a couple 12s, 10s, and then a few 8s, whatever, like, great, do that. So realistically, I'm probably just going to work like 2 12s, a 10, and 2 8s. That way it's like a little bit more manageable.
Yeah.
And then I'll stay in San Francisco for a couple nights during the week. But your boy's tired. I am. This is a whole new level because I wasn't working that much before.
Yeah.
And when I was working, it was pretty much from home.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly from home and then the stuff at the church, which that's a 12-minute commute on a rough day.
Ooh, 12 minutes.
Yeah. So going from that to then 50 hours a week, it was bonkers. It is bonkers.
This is your first week?
First week down. So I got many, many more. And they were saying for your first 90 days, that's kind of your probation period.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot call out at all. Otherwise, you're fired. So it's like, I hope I don't get sick, but this is a lot that I'm going to be like 50 hours of work a week and then at least four hours in my car every day.
Yeah.
So 20 hours there. So I got a 70-hour week. That's what my week looks like.
How many hours in a week?
I think 80.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So anyways... Yeah, it's. I want to say I like it.
You're blessed.
I want to say I'm blessed. But right now it just sucks. I'm just training, and I'm like learning from people who don't know how to train. So for all of you, because a lot of our demographic are business owners
mm-hmm.
that listen to this. So
yeah.
To all my business owners out there, quick tip: if you got a new employee walking around your store, and they're supposed to be training. Pair them up with a trainer, not just an employee that just is there to do their job and that's it, because they don't know how to train people, and there's a really specific way on training people, and they don't know how to do it. So I like the first day, dude, I was enraged with how little I was actually learning. I mean, okay, so here's the thing: I was learning, but I wasn't being taught anything. I was just had to be observant and ask questions, which I'm like, okay, I get it, that's part of it, but when I have to do that, when that's the only way I'll get to know what I'm doing, it's pretty taxing.
Start
it's exhausting.
A little annoying.
Dude, it's insane. And then like I went 7 hours straight without a break or a lunch. And I didn't ask because that felt like a weird thing to ask because I'm like, I don't know.
Do I get a break?
Yeah, like that feels weird, right?
Yeah.
And then the person who is supposed to be training me, like at one point, some of the other employees were kind of like, joking, but like, hey, does he ever like get a break? And the person who was training me kind of chuckled, like embarrassingly, like sheepishly, like I don't really know the answer. And so she looked at me, she's like, how do your lunches work and stuff like that? And I was like, I literally said, this is my first day, I don't know.
How
like,
do
I
your don't, lunches
yeah,
work?
Like literally, what? I don't know anything. So that was awful. Second day got a little bit better, but you know what, dude? Third day, so I'm gonna be training for an assistant manager of a cafe, so I have to know all the positions.
Yeah.
So the first 2 days, I was just doing the front house stuff. The third day, I was doing the dish room all day. And let me tell you something. That was great. That was the best. You want to know why?
Why?
Because straightforward. Dishes come in, clean them. Done.
Like, favorite position.
Got it,
hands
dude.
Down.
I got it. And I'm surrounded by these super sweet Hispanic ladies that can't barely speak a lick of English. And I think they made fun of me a couple times. I heard them say Nino a few times and then a giggle. And so I'm like, hey, I'm cool with it. We're having a good time. There's some music in the background. Like, I'm living the dream right now. This was great. If I can get salary pay working in the dish room, sign me up, because that was awesome. But yeah. So anyways, next week will be cool though, because I'm going to actually be working in the kitchen, like cooking.
Yeah.
So that'd be fun. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they suck at
training. What is the menu? Is it like a huge
it's
menu?
It's always changing, yeah. And they have like, the where the so every cafe is a little bit different. But the one I'm at, they have a oven, brick oven, fire,
pizza oven,
whatever it is. Yeah, they got pizza options that they'll do sometimes. I had like Thai food one day. They had like deep fried tofu another day. Just like,
so the food's free though.
Oh, 100% free.
So if I took, I don't know, two plates of pasta and
you could
pizza.
Literally go up there 19 times if you wanted to. It's all free. No problem at all. Oh. It's honestly, it's intimidating. Like the first, cause I had orientation the first 2 days. So I was just stuck in a building.
Yeah.
And they would give us like a lunch break and all that stuff. And so I would walk through and it was like a little intimidating, like going up. I feel like I need to just sort of pace myself and just be like, oh no, it's okay. I'll just get this. But really I could just be like, I want everything. Give me everything. And they'll be like, okay. And they give you everything. It's crazy, dude. It's wild. But yeah, they have a basketball court over there, which is fun. Ooh. Your boy had to throw down a little bit by himself.
Right after that chicken Alfredo, you went outside and played some b-ball.
Yeah, so that was fun. They have Google bikes everywhere, which are just bikes, but it's still kind of fun. You can just go from one like neighbor, they call them neighborhoods, and they like one neighborhood to the other on your little Google bike. So that's cool.
Freaking nerd.
I was walking into a couple of the cafes and they build them out to where I was walking around with one of the assistant managers and I was like, this kind of feels like Disneyland because they have this one that we went into was this outdoor themed one. Mm-hmm. And so they just have all these like tree like things everywhere. You have your booths are underneath a canvas like tarp mm-hmm. tent looking thing. And it's just like a really high production.
Dang.
It's cool. It's fun. It's that part's cool. I just can't wait to actually figure out what my day to day is. Like, and I can, actually know what I'm doing, be competent with it. So yeah. Anyways, that was my week, man. And, I got a wedding to go to today. Not looking forward to that.
No, you love dancing.
No, I hate dancing. So I got to do that.
Love and dancing with your wife.
Waking up at, 5 o'clock tomorrow to, do some church and then,
that's early, starting early week. Days. Starting you get week, one dude. Day off.
It's kind of, yeah. Yeah.
It'll something. Get easier when you move to
for real.
San Francisco.
Yeah, that's what I need to do, man. Because when I stayed at Tim Robbins this week, it was like 40-minute drive. And I'm like, that's fine. There's no traffic. Whatever. I'll just power through it. Hour and 40 minutes is something else.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was my week, man. Tell me a little bit about your week.
Oh, man. I'm tired.
Your boy's tired.
I got up. I didn't really know where to be until 10, 11 o'clock.
Today?
Today.
Oh, this is the highlight of your week?
I just mean in general this week, you know, it just early mornings, 10.
Oh, okay.
8 to 10 a.m. I had to be up.
Somewhere around that time range, really my choice.
Go to the gym, take a shower.
Wow.
Jeez.
You know, I'm going to start turning into the person. I'm not going to start turning into the person. I only have a small window to do this. Mm-hmm. But I just went from like a no hour work week to now 50. So now I'm going to like sit on my high horse for like, I'm going to be the guy that just is like millennials working from home. Don't even know what a hard day's work looks like, Caleb.
It's 1 week.
Yeah. My 1 week in. Just like, I've had to grind my way here. All right. Gary Vee would be proud.
Yeah, he would. There's this place downtown Vacaville. It's like a advertising company and they would need, it's a lot of like editing, video editing, graphic design, stuff like that. And so I just reached out because I didn't know if they were hiring or anything, but I just reached out and was like, hey, here's what I can do. I'd love to work with you. And then they got back to me the next day and they were like, sweet, send us some stuff you've done. And then we'll set up a time this week. You can come check out the office.
Nice.
So that sounded good. So I sent in some stuff last night and then waiting to hear back now.
That's awesome. Yeah. What if they're like, thanks so much for sending your stuff in. We're deciding to go a different direction. That's got to be so vulnerable as like an artist, I guess. Because, I mean, you are. You got to be so vulnerable just for them to be like, oh, that's... You really tried your
it's
best,
it's kind of a weird
you?
Thing because like everything I've made is either like a personal project.
Right.
Or it's a very specific thing like graphic design for advertising for open houses, or I made stuff for the church. So it's like people jumping around in an audience. And so it's like nothing that's necessarily professional.
Dude, you just got to sell it. Yeah. Did you make sure to promote the Espresso Boys?
I did.
Nice.
I said, here's some audio engineering I've done. You can hear, attaboy. If you listen for the first episode to the newest, you'll hear like...
You'll hear all the stuff that Carlos has done for us.
There's a big improvement. Thanks to Carlos and Robert. So that's what I'm dealing with right now. So hopefully by next week, I'll be working 50 hours a week.
I hope so.
Okay. Young man.
Get a little grit on you. Under your, get a little, callus those hands.
Callus, a little hair on the chest.
A little hair on the chest, huh, bud? You want to work hard? You got to work hard.
Put a little dirt on the brow. Like, never stop with those. A little scuff up the knees, huh?
A little grease in the hair. You know what I mean? Just a dirty person. That's what you are.
Just a roll around in the mud, huh, pal?
I don't think any of this applies to work. No. It does. It's completely related to work.
Get some lettuce stuck in your teeth, huh?
Make sure them toenails get nice and long.
I'd like to see you shower every day, huh?
I wish I could. I wish I could shower every day. I can only shower maybe once a week, twice a week at the most, working so much, 50 hours. Greasy hair, dirty toenails.
My wife hates me. She doesn't even talk to me anymore. Just gets too real.
I don't have a relationship with my kids.
My cats won't even look at me.
My cats won't even meow at me anymore. Used to feed them every morning. Want it from their mother. So I heard you got a tattoo.
Yeah, I did. So I got a tattoo this week. It's just a small little thing. I've not shown Brandon because I wanted to...
I want the reaction to be authentic and genuine.
Yeah. But I also have not told my mother, my dear sweet mother or father, who are... My mother is very anti tattoos. Here's a funny story. My mom, I think she'll be all right. Like, she'll be a little mad or something at first. But when my my older sister, shout out to Brittany, she listens.
Yeah.
We have this friend who had this very, very terrible, going to get a little serious for a second, very terrible disease that she died from. But, and she like, she was like 23 or something. Jeez. But she would never like got out of the mental state of like a, like third grader or something like that. And so the only like Bible verse she memorized was John 3:16, and she would always say that. And so when she died, my sister Brittany got a tattoo on her foot in Braille, because the girl's blind, of John 3:16. Very sweet tattoo, right?
My God, that's an intense story, dude.
Right?
Yeah, that's great.
You would think, oh, that's so nice of you, like very honoring, right? Well, when my Nana, shout out to Nana, saw the tattoo, she said, all my granddaughters are going to hell.
Oh, no, dude.
That's so funny.
Wait, was Brittany the only one that had the, was she like the last of the tribe to get a tattoo?
No, she was the first.
Oh, wait. And so because she did that,
all the granddaughters are going to hell.
You hate to see it.
Yeah.
You just hate to see it.
Unfortunately, I think all the grandsons might be not.
Dude, you're cursing the whole family.
No, I didn't mean. I didn't mean to do this.
Oh, my gosh.
So here, let me take my pants off. I mean, shirt. Yeah.
All right. Where did you go? I'm not going to look yet. Give me the deets.
No, you can look.
No, I won't look yet.
This girl I went to high school with, she is currently...
You let a girl put her hands on your body?
Yep. My shirtless body.
Oh, my God.
I went to high school with her, and she's currently like an apprentice.
Oh, okay.
At a tattoo place, but she's hecka good.
Where?
I forget what it's called. It's in Fairfield.
Oh. Sounds nice.
Yeah. It's a little, it was like behind this sketchy gate, but she's good.
Wait, was it actually behind a sketchy gate?
Yeah, it was. I like texted her.
In
I was
a
like,
shop?
Yeah, I texted her. I was like, I think I'm here. And she was like, yeah, we have no sign. Do you see a white gate? I said, yeah. And she said, go back there.
Yikes, dude.
But she's good. So I got it right under my left collarbone.
Okay.
It's real small, real cute.
Oh, good. Oh,
just
good.
Just a little flower. That's it. It's
no, yeah. First special. Tattoos are always supposed to be bad. So that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Just small,
so
cute.
So explain to the viewers what it is.
What the meaning behind it? Well, you see, it's a cherry blossom. And we go back to my first home I ever lived in. We had a cherry tree. I used to climb that baby boy for hours, pluck those cherries off and pop them in my mouth, spit the seeds on the lawn.
I hate that. I hate that story.
No, honestly, there's zero meaning. I just wanted one.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Why that?
I don't know.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Did you go there okay, with let that me say in
this.
Mind?
Yeah, let me say this. I see people who get tattoos, and then they like try to put a meaning to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see people... I watched an interview with Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say a naughty word here, okay?
Ms. Tegeler?
Ms. Tegeler, I'm sorry.
Plug your ears.
I'm going to say a naughty word. There's a Pete Davidson interview, and he was saying... with Seth Meyers, and Seth was asking about all his tattoos, and he was like, yeah, I just got a lot of tattoos this summer. And he was like, all right, tell me about some of them. And he was like, I got all these shitty Harry Potter references. Like, he's like, doesn't really care. And I think that's kind of cool.
Okay. All right. Like, if you think it's cool. A little bit of a different angle. Yeah, sure. I don't know. I think I have to have some sort of meaning. That's a personal thing for me, though. Like, I have to have some sort of meaning behind it, because... I mean, okay, let me back it up slightly. It doesn't have to be a deep meaning, because I have the Count Olaf tattoo on my left ankle here.
Oh, the eye?
The eye.
Oh, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, and that's because I
used to draw that on my ankle when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, so I read those books. I read all those books when I was in high school, early high school. And my favorite books. They're amazing. Love them to this day.
Wow.
I haven't watched all of the Netflix.
I watched the first season. I haven't watched the second.
It's
good.
No, it's great, man. And here's my big problem, because they came out with the movie with Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And that was a complete trash bag.
Oh, I liked it.
No, it was a complete
trash
bag.
I never read the books, though.
Oh, there you have it. So, yeah, that movie was a complete trash bag. There was nothing good about it. They jammed like three books into an hour, which was nonsense. So what Netflix did really well is you can literally read the book alongside the script, essentially. Like, there's obviously some creative liberties, which makes sense. You have to do that. But like, they just killed it. So I wanted to read the books over and then watch the show. So Samantha hasn't seen it yet either. Sorry, babe. But yeah, anyways, that one doesn't have much of a meaning outside of just, I like it.
Yeah.
And then my first tattoo, my cleft note.
What's
on
the meaning?
Fire.
What's the meaning of that?
Music. Next question.
That's the meaning?
Yeah.
Okay, you can't make fun of my meaning.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, so it was like, it was either that or I was going to do that or something. Oh, dude, I had some really juicy ideas back in the day.
Yeah.
I was going to do like a real heart, like a real looking heart. And have it on my chest where my heart is, and have a banner to go across it that says, "Music is life." That was my first idea.
That's nice.
Glad I didn't go with that.
So here's the fun part of this tattoo thing, is that I would like to call my mother.
Yes.
Live on the podcast and inform her. Do you think do you think I should FaceTime her and show her?
No.
Or just call her?
Call her, because I don't want like any chance for her to be seeing me. I don't want her to think that I condone this behavior. So I need you just to kind of do this yourself.
Okay. I'm going to give her a call here.
Are you going to be like, hey, you're on the explicit? Because
I will. I'll let her know.
You're ruthless.
I'll let her know. She honestly might not.
Hi.
Hi, Mom.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You're currently on the Espresso Boys podcast.
I am.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm honored.
The reason is I have to inform you of something I did.
Big uh-oh.
You remember how... wait, is Nana with you?
No.
Okay. You remember that classic line Nana said when Brittany got a tattoo of all her granddaughters are going to hell?
Yeah.
I think her grandsons might be as well.
Sons as in plural?
Well... Brittany's the only one with a tattoo, and Nana said all her granddaughters.
Oh, because of the all. Oh,
know.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was only Brittany.
No.
That was sentenced to hell. Wow. So now you've sentenced your brothers, which...
I think so.
Cameron already was heading that way.
To hell?
Yeah, because of, I don't know, I might be slightly involved as well, because I wrote what he wants tattooed, And he wanted it in my handwriting.
Oh, that's nice.
And so, yeah, I did it.
Does he have a tattoo?
No.
So he was already going there. So now it's Adams that you've...
Yeah, we drug Adams into this.
Right. That's the part that's really unfair. Unfortunate.
It's just, I got a little flower under my left collarbone. Brandon, and I quote, said it's bad.
A flower under your left collarbone.
You want to hear the meaning behind it?
Yeah.
There's none.
Okay. Who did the little artwork?
I went to a quote unquote shop.
Oh, sketchy.
Yeah.
I hope they use clean.
I hope.
Instruments.
I hope.
So, how large is this little flower?
It's about the size of your palm. About the size of my whole palm.
Wow. It's not really that little.
I'm just kidding. It's about the size of a nipple. Like my nipple.
That's pretty big. That's
wow. Okay. Yeah.
Well, and that's it.
I and just, what color is said flower?
It's just an outline black.
The nipple. Oh, are you going to have it colored in?
Or no.
And did Brandon get one today, too?
No, I got this the other day.
Oh, it wasn't done today.
No.
You've been hiding this from me until this moment.
Not necessarily hiding. You just haven't seen me shirtless.
Hiding.
No, not at all.
You didn't ask.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And it means nothing.
Yeah.
At least Cameron's is going to mean something.
Yeah.
And Brittany's means something.
Yeah, but she's still going to hell.
Whether it means something
or not. Yeah. Okay. Well, I love you.
I love you too. And when will you be home so I can survey this?
I'll be home later.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
Love you.
And where's Brandon? Is he there?
Yeah, he's right here. Oh, say hi, Brandon.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Your son's tattoo looked pretty okay.
Cool. I'm glad to hear it.
Okay. Well, sorry, I love you. Bye. Brandon has tattoos as well.
That wasn't as bad as
I thought.
No, that's good. That's good. That's a good thing. You want to be able to sleep in your own bed. My mom got, whenever my mom, she doesn't want me to get tattoos.
Yeah.
Doesn't really like, but anytime I ever show up with a new one, she usually gives it a good strong smack.
She smacks it?
Yeah. And she's like, Brandon. And that was about it.
Nice.
But, yeah. I'm going to get a new one soon though.
What are you getting?
I'm going to get a ship. I don't know if I want it on my shin or on my forearm.
Can you watch your language, please?
Yeah, sorry.
A ship on your shin or your forearm?
Yep.
What kind of ship?
Like an old, I want it to be like an American traditional style ship. Mm. And then it's going to have, so I have
like Columbus's Pico de Gallo ship.
That's exactly right.
The Nina, the Pinto de Gallo.
The Nina, the Pinto.
What's in that one of the ship names? Pico de Gallo.
Garbanzo.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1952. Or is it 1992? I don't remember.
It's 92. Because I remember there was something significant that happened when I was born. And I think that might have been it.
It was either Run DMC's new album came out or Columbus sailed the ocean blue. I don't remember.
I think that's still a pretty good feat if someone could do that today. With all the technology going that far backwards in a ship such as the Pico de Gallo.
Yeah.
To be able to sail an ocean blue.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a cruise line actually? Ocean blue?
He sailed that ocean, it turned blue.
Sailed on ocean blue. It was a sail on ocean blue.
Yeah.
They have them in their little concession shop. The ocean blue, the luxury...
gifts shop.
Yeah, the luxury cruise line. Ocean blue.
Ocean blue.
A sail on ocean blue. That makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
In 1992, Columbus snagged some sails on ocean blue.
Or he went to Zales on ocean blue.
In 1992, Columbus went to Zales on Ocean Blue.
Yeah, you know the classic saying in the history books?
You know,
they say the winner writes the history
it's
books.
It's important to stay in school, kids, because you want to be able to get this juicy information that you're not going to get elsewhere.
And don't tell me you don't learn anything.
So, yeah. Anyways, what's your next tattoo, Caleb?
I think I'm going to get a hot dog bun.
You're lying. You should.
I'm kidding. I don't know.
On your Achilles tendon.
I don't have that.
You know, you know what you should do?
What?
Make it so you know how you have like your right here in your Achilles tendons. Yeah. It's like that kind of just the muscle, the mm-hmm. tendons, right? Get it to where your a hot dog bun wraps around that. And so that way you can have a hot dog bun wrapped around your tendon. See, I have a plan to get. So if you want to get to the, this is as deep meaning.
Yeah.
But traditionally, you put something, whatever is most valuable to you, you would like get that tattooed behind your ear.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to get the day, the time that Samantha and I got married, which I believe was 6:35. I think that was the time. I'll have to double check with her. But I'll get that tattooed behind my ear.
Okay. Brandon, how many tattoos do you have approximately?
I have one. Well, does that one or is this one?
Yeah, see, it's a little hard sometimes to tell.
Because it's like technically the same idea, but on two different ankles.
It's two. That's two.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. I think 11.
11. That's a lot. Now, do they all have some kind of meaning behind it?
Yeah, all
other than
except
the Count Olaf?
Count Olaf and my arm, my big, fat, juicy bicep.
Is that your first one?
The arm was my first one.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I got the Count Olaf one, I believe. And then I got the upper thigh barista pinup that will soon be Samantha. And then I got...
I don't know if I know that one.
It's pretty high up there.
Okay.
It has to be some intent to really see that. Like you had to have caught me in a moment for sure to get a good glimpse at that one.
It's going to be Samantha?
Wait, it's like right now it's just a random pinup girl.
Uh-huh.
And she's sitting in a coffee, like a latte cup type mm-hmm. of thing.
Can you take your pants off for a second?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let me just show you that.
Tight jeans.
And then I got my rose on my knee. Oh, wait.
I've seen the right one.
Yeah, rose on my knee. And then I got Philippians on my above my knee. And then I got the one on my chest. Mm-hmm. And then I got my fingy. And then I got my ankles.
Wait, so are you really going to get the one behind your ear?
Yes.
Wow, that's a brave spot.
Well, it's like, I'm not going to make it too big. I'm not going to like blast it all across my head. It'll probably be the size of like a quarter.
You know Jonah Vocal?
Yeah.
A lot of cool tattoos, that boy.
A lot of very cool tattoos.
He said his very first tattoo was the one behind his or on the side of his neck or behind his ear, kind of, the cross one. That's a brave spot for a first tattoo.
That's not typical entry level tattoo for sure.
Just go big or go home.
Yeah, you're just gonna just start and see what happens.
I'm gonna get a kissy lip right on the side of my neck.
Nice, you know,
you've seen it.
Classy,
yeah,
a classy decision.
Yeah,
that's pretty great. So yeah, I think not all tattoos need meetings, but I think all of mine will moving forward.
Okay,
but that's personal decision. I'm okay with that. I'm okay.
You seen the cat guy?
What?
Who'd made himself look like a cat?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about something like that?
Stupid.
Oh, come on. Dude.
Stupid. I think almost any face tattoo is pretty stupid.
I was going to do that.
No. No.
What about Post Malone?
That one, I was just literally, as those words came out of my mouth, I was like, I think that's not smart. But at the same time, he's Post Malone. I think his career is pretty much set for him. Like,
yeah.
I mean, obviously he could fall off and like, but he's not, I don't think there's like, if his career in music falls off, chances are, and like he just kind of goes into the dumps with whatever, chances are he's not going to be an accountant. Right.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
Whatever he does after this point, it's not really going to affect
his job.
Yeah. His, whatever he decides to do for work, typically. Yeah. So, that's the exception. But, like, the dude that's just walking on the side of the road with no goals or anything that has face tattoos, dumb. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Why?
Do Do you think you feel more comfortable getting your tattoo behind the neck because you have long hair?
No. Well, I only reason I haven't done it is because I have long hair. So once I cut it short, then I'll be able to, because I'll have to shave like that whole chunk off. So I'm like, whenever the day comes I cut it short, that'll be when I actually do it.
Okay.
And I think it'll look cool. And plus, yeah, it's going to be like, it will be behind my ear. So again, it's like the size of a quarter, maybe half a dollar.
That size of like a corn cob.
Like just your basic corn cob.
That's what I'm going to get tattooed, a corn cob.
Because you're from Nebraska.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think I'll have just a small one, but I just have to cut my hair first, and I'll never do that.
You'll never do that?
No, I'll do it. I just am afraid to do it now.
Why?
I had spent so much time growing this hair. It's kind
still
of
looks
intense.
Good, dude. Looks good.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate that. I need that boost.
You look hot, dude.
Stop, man. Come on. Next week when I'm in the kitchen at work, they all wear hats. I don't know how that's going to work for me.
You can't wear a hat?
I mean, I can, but I think my hair has to be up.
You can't put your hair up?
In a hat?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Like a kind of like a bun, I guess?
Like through the strap? You know what I mean? I feel like I'm going to be a sports mom.
Not through the strap, but that could look cute.
That could look heck cute.
you could look cute doing that.
Anyways, what else you got? You got anything else?
Now, I don't know if it's that I'm in a good or a bad spot mentally.
Oh, okay.
But let's just draw each other a tattoo to get.
That okay. Sounds like a good idea.
That's what John Mayer and Ed Sheeran did. And so we're kind of like them.
Yeah, I see some similarities. We should do some sort of challenge.
What do you mean?
We get an Espresso Boys tattooed on us if...
Oh, yeah.
If the challenge succeeds or doesn't, okay. Depending on what it is. Like? I don't know.
Let's talk through this for a second.
Let's figure that out.
Because I got one. What's the difference between one and a million? You know?
Very little.
This is a lot of numbers. That's it.
What would we have to do to make that happen? What are those situations that work out? It's like if we don't succeed at something. No, I don't want to not succeed at something.
No, because I always
succeed.
This
is a reward.
I always succeed.
We could get...
we have a $10,000 Patreon tier, but what if we do like, if we get to this much, if we can get to this much dollars a month in this amount of time.
Oh yeah, that's a good plan.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
What do you think? Like $100?
$100.
$100 a month.
That's kind of like, let's really think about this for a minute here. We're selling ourselves out.
Yeah, I'll do anything.
$100 for $100 a month that these people can just do for, they can do for 1 month, and then we'd have to get this tattoo that lasts forever. I like the Espresso Boys, but not that much. I'm kidding.
All right. That's a good point. What if we, I mean, a challenge could be good, but what does that look like?
I like where we're going with it. I like the idea of like the Patreon page. I think this should be something that pushes whatever we're trying to push, right?
Or you could do a certain amount of monthly listeners, you know? Because right now, we've been pretty steady at about the same pace for a little bit.
Sitting around like 200.
Yeah, right around.
200 a week.
Yeah, and that's good. I looked at our average over like from the first episode to now, and it was 188. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
But what if we try? I mean, let's push it to 500. 500, baby. What do we got to do to get to 500?
I like the Patreon idea because if we can get some lump happening, but then at the same time, are people really going to want to pay for us to just get an Espresso Boys tattoo?
I feel like views.
What if we get our Bad Boy Espresso Boy and Cute Boy Espresso Boy
on our bums?
Oh, dude. Oh,
dude, that could be funny.
I'd have to get a lot of permission from Samantha, I think, on that one.
Yeah, I don't have a wife.
Yeah.
You think Samantha wouldn't be for that? I don't know. She does talk about your butt a lot. I think she likes your butt.
Dude, I got a really great butt.
It's like two cantaloupes.
My dad, when I was younger.
He was a model, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Yeah.
Had this joke about how we would measure someone's butt by the size of baby heads. It was about a 3 baby head butt.
Well, how many baby head butts do you have?
Probably got 2.
2 baby butt?
2.5.
Okay.
Should we end this episode since we're not talking?
Yeah.
All right. Let's end it with we're going to think of something good to do.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to create the best challenge for these tattoo ideas, but we're not going to let this one slip. We're going to figure out how to do it. It's going to be great. So stay tuned. You're going to be able to find more updates on that. Well, I think maybe today we post a little like, would you want to see the Espresso Boys get tattoos?
Yeah, we'll post something.
And see what the response is.
Tramp stamps or...
I couldn't do anything that bad.
I know, I would not do a tramp stamp. See, I might not even do it on my booty. A little tattoo on the buns doesn't hurt me. Doesn't hurt me.
Okay, yeah.
Per se, but the tramp stamp is what scares me.
I don't know that I would do it on the bum because...
You wouldn't get my name.
See, mine's bum. Not bad. Mine is like
a cute little Caleb.
If we decided we were gonna get our Espresso Boy names, aka Bad Boy Espresso Boy, Cute Boy Espresso Boy,
yeah,
tattooed on us. Mine is like Bad Boy Espresso Boy. It's kind of like stupid, obviously, but yours would just be interesting if you ever went to jail. Tattooed on you.
Okay. Specifically, yeah, I think we just go with Cute Boy and Bad Boy.
Oh, dang it, dude. I don't know. That's tough, man.
Just a little peeker right on the cheek here.
Oh, gosh. This is a challenge. We'll work out the deets here. But I'm your Bad Boy Espresso Boy, Brandon Thompson, Ivan Holly.
I'm your Cute Boy Espresso Boy, Caleb Tegler.
Thank you so much for listening to all of our ranting today. May God bless you. May God keep you. And may he make his face to shine upon you.
And I'm sorry, Mom.